Bluegrass pioneering legend Melvin Goins passed away at the age of 83 while on tour in Canada last week. Following the recent death of longtime friend and fellow bluegrass legend Dr. Ralph Stanley, a West Virginia native, Goins grew up in coal country, listening to early bluegrass music on a battery-powered radio by the light of a kerosene lamp with his eight brothers and one sister. Goins credited much of his success to his humble upbringing.
We used to go to people's houses and play music, free, walk 2 miles on a dirt road there and 2 miles back. And we were so poor when we was growing up, we never had instruments to play. So I didn't tend to let it outdo me. I always looked the way the river run. I always had a positive attitude about anything that I ever done.
Goins' love for music and the influence of the musicians he grew up around helped drive his hope for the future, despite his circumstances.
All of my people came from old-time mountain music. They was all good fiddle players and good band pickers and good dancers. So I guess a little bit of it rubbed off on me. When I got in this business, I never thought I would stay in it. But I had to leave West Virginia at that time because the money was thin. I was making $12 a week to live off of, $6 for rent, and $1 a day to eat off of.
Melvin Goins teamed up with his brother Ray to create the Goins Brothers Band as teenagers, which they both used as a jumping-off point for their bluegrass careers. The brothers worked with numerous groups, including the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, Bill Monroe, the Osborne Brothers, and the famous Dr. Ralph Stanley. The Goins brothers reformed in the latter part of their careers, and they performed and recorded together for years until Ray's death from cancer in 2007. Melvin Goins spoke with West Virginia Public Broadcasting when he and Ray were inducted into the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame in 2013. Saying he wouldn't quit until they throw the dirt in his face.
When I go on the stage, it just turns my life, it just turns the juice up. I love people. I'm like Bob Hope, thanks for the memories. I love people. And to set me down would be just like putting me in jail if I had to quit. So as long as I can go, if I have to crawl, ride a wheelchair, I'm still going to support and play music that I started when I was just a young boy, 20 years old.
Goins was a member of the board of directors of Morehead State University's Kentucky Center for Traditional Music and continued to support bluegrass and old-time music until his death. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Ellen Barnett.